The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Timmy Turner.
People okay, like so.
That song as well. So yeah. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. It's brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Tuesday, and Missy Elliott was honored recently, and Lil Wayne pulled up on her to support her, so we got to talk about that. Also, Kodak Black has responded to 21 Savage's claims that he can beat him in a versus battle, and Boosie has announced a new album with T.I., and he says it's better than Drake and 21 Savage's Her Loss. So a couple of things to dive into today. As you know, this is the last week of the DX Daily podcast, so you know we gotta get down to it. Let's go ahead and jump in. All right, let's get started with Missy Elliott and Lil Wayne. So if there's one thing Lil Wayne and Missy are gonna do, it's give each other their flowers. Like, they've done this on multiple occasions. Lil Wayne has said several times that Missy Elliott is his favorite rapper of all time. And Missy Elliott was recently honored with a wax figure at Madame Tussauds Museum. And being that Lil Wayne loves Missy so much, he decided to pull up on her and show her some support, which I thought was beautiful.
Yeah, as you know, Lil Wayne had named Missy as his like number one spot of his top five rappers a couple months ago. And so for him to pop up when she's getting her wax figure is also dope to see. She had tweeted about it and said, "You have birthed a whole generation after you, and it's easy for people to acknowledge someone's greatness when they're no longer around. But I want you to know you are legendary." She also said, "No matter who thinks differently, your blueprint is present. No debate."
Yeah, she even went on to say, "Sometimes it's hard to run into a real one in this business, but when you do, don't let them go. A huge hug will let them know you appreciate them and their contributions to the culture. Thank you, at Lil Tunchi." So you can see, like, she was very, very grateful for Lil Wayne's support all of these years and his influence over hip hop, rap, and music in general. And I love to see that between those two, because those two are really two of the most innovative, influential fixtures in hip-hop, like, of all time, throughout hip-hop's entire existence. So to see that this love and support that they have for each other is really, really beautiful. And I love that Lil Wayne, like, just showed up to her wax museum unveiling in Las Vegas. Like, of all the times that Missy has been honored, like, that's the one where he's like, all right, I'm pulling up. Like, that's so Lil Wayne to come to the wax figure unveiling. But yeah, I thought that was great. I love those two together. I need to hear some music from them, a music video collaboration. Like, I know they have one unreleased song together, but like, I want them to do like work together in a large capacity.
Yeah, I do too. I think that'd be a good idea. I had just saw recently where Lil Wayne was going to do guitar features. Like, he may not be a rapping feature on people's songs, but he wants to be like a guitar feature on people's songs. So I don't know, that could work if Missy Elliott wants to put out a song that has a guitar solo and Lil Wayne does something with that. But, you know, just something. They need to work together in some type of way.
All of that. Get on there, play guitar, rap, let Missy shoot the video for you guys, direct the video, all of that. Like, at this point, do a collaborative project. Everybody's doing collaborative projects. We'll talk about that in a few more minutes. But something. These two legends definitely need to work together in a big capacity. Like, we want to see that.
For sure.
All right. Well, speaking of working together, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, and Designer, looks like they're trying to work against each other. They want to go head to head in a versus battle, it seems. During a recent Clubhouse conversation, 21 Savage suggested that he could beat any one of his XXL freshman 2016 class in a versus battle. And if you don't remember who that class includes, it's Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty, Kodak Black, Denzel Curry, G Herbo, Dave East, Lil Dicky, Designer, and Anderson .Paak. So all of those people were in the 2016 freshman class. And 21 Savage is basically like, yeah, I could be any one of y'all in a versus. And I think 21 and Kodak, Lil Uzi, G Herbo, and Anderson .Paak, like, I think those would be the front runners, definitely, from that class. So if anyone would be in an arena to go head up against one another, I think it would be any one of those names, like, that could really make a battle or make a big moment out of it. But Kodak and Designer, they had a few things to say to 21. They didn't agree with his words. They didn't agree with his sentiments about this.
Yes, yeah, so Kodak Black had went on Instagram Live about it, and he said that he respected 21 Savage's opinion, but ultimately he disagreed. And he was saying, that's how you should feel, know what I mean? He says, but you know, I always put myself first over any dude, any day, that's cap.
He also had like 15 hats on when he made this video. When he said cap, he really meant cap. Like, he had a stack of hats on his head, and he was like, yeah, 21, like, that's cap. Kodak thinks he can't beat him. Now, as far as Designer goes, why are you responding? Yes, everybody knows Panda. Panda had one of the biggest moments of that year. But other than that, like, when we're talking versus battles, we're talking hit for hit, like back and forth, 20 rounds or 10 rounds, whatever the case is. So I don't know if Designer should be having things to say when it comes to 21's and Kodak's words on this.
Yeah, I don't know why Designer felt the need to really hop in or think he was going to like win some type of way, because all I really know is Panda from Designer. I don't know, I couldn't tell you another song that Designer has besides Panda. But Designer took into, like, I think he wrote like in a comment section, he said, hey man, why are you talking like that? He says, you're 21, I went platinum 20 times, stop playing.
Okay, 20 times for how many songs?
Right.
Like, you need more than one for the verses. Timmy Turner. He could play Timmy Turner.
People okay, like
that song as well. So yeah. But yeah, as far as verses goes, I don't know. I think all of these guys are too young to be talking about a versus battle anyway. Like, I don't even know. Maybe someone asked 21 that question and that's why he answered that. But like, I don't know, man. That's a later in life thing, like legendary career, 20 years in the game type of thing. I get that they were doing undercards on some versus battles, but you see how that turned out. The whole Ray J and Bobby Valentino and all of that. Like, I think we just leave the versus battles to the OGs in the game. Like, leave it to the people that have been doing this for 2 decades, 3 decades and more. Like, yeah, I don't think these young guys should be worried about that right now.
Yeah, I don't think so at all. Just keep continuing to make music so you have more music to do in a versus battle later on.
Yeah. But I mean, if they were to do one, 21 got them hits, man. Like, I don't know why they're trying to act on 21. Like, Rockstar with Post Malone. How many times platinum did that go? Jimmy Cooks, 21 has what, 4 albums, 4 different projects, all hit the Billboard 200. Like, 21 got accolades on top of accolades. So, yeah, if we're being realistic about the competition, I'd say Lil Uzi, 21, Anderson .Paak. And that's just because, like, you know, they love to give Silk Sonic every award under the sun. So many, many accolades on that Silk Sonic album. But yeah, other than that, I don't really see any like stiff competition in there.
Yeah, me either.
As far as hit for hit goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moving along. Let's talk about Boosie now, because he has announced a joint album. You know, that's all the rage right now, doing joint albums. And Boosie's joint album is going to be with T.I., and he says that it's better than 21 Savage and Drake's album, Her Loss. Why is everybody coming at 21 right now?
Right, I don't know what it is. 21 Savage did nothing to nobody but put out a good album, and people are just coming at his neck hard.
Yeah, well, Boosie said, I heard Drake and 21 album. It's hard, but I don't think it's harder than our album. This was Boosie talking to Fat Joe on Instagram Live. He said, man, it's Rubber Band Man and Badass. It's different. Wait till you hear it, bro. Boosie then went on to explain that he and T.I. didn't have a title for the album quite yet. But he said that they were shopping around for a name right now. Now, I don't know what that means. Like, shopping around, like, I thought that mean like you're trying to sell the project or something. I don't know. But I guess they're shopping around for a name, whatever that means. But the project is done, I believe, or it is being worked on at least, because Boosie's talked about this multiple times, and he never really said like when it's coming out or when the release date is, but I've heard him talk about this on multiple occasions, so it looks like it's really real now, and all they need is the name.
Yeah, it says here that Boosie first mentioned it, that they were working on an album back in September, and he also said that they worked remotely on it, but planned on completing the album in a studio, so... But I don't know if we've seen any pictures of them two together. I can't recall. But so I wonder if Boosie's like just saying this because Drake and 21 Savage collab album is doing so well. And he wants to like, you know, come in and be like, oh, wait a minute. I got a collab album coming out too with T.I. and things like that. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it comes out. I haven't heard no single, no song, no nothing. So hopefully it's true.
Yeah, they haven't put anything out about it, but they've been, like, Boosie has been talked about this. This is not his first time mentioning it. That's why I'm like, maybe y'all was really working on it, like, all this time, but we still haven't seen anything, like, music video, no release date, none of that. So, I don't know. Hopefully we'll get that soon, but it looks like Boosie is working on some other projects as well. He has a Christmas movie coming out, and he says it's going to be the new Home Alone, and that's coming out on Christmas Day, so... if you're waiting on the album, you'll have this Christmas movie in the meantime from Boosie. Now, what a Boosie Christmas movie looks like, I have no idea. I have no idea what that looks like, but I would love to see the trailer. I'm going to go on Boosie's Instagram after this and try to find the trailer for this movie, because that man, wrong a lot of the time. Some very bad opinions on some things, but you cannot deny the fact that he is entertaining. You can't. You simply can't. So, yeah, Boosie Christmas movie on the way.
Yeah, if you're calling it the new Home Alone and Flavor Flav is in it, oh, I got to see it. Just to see what you're, what he, to see, see what it's about, I got to see it.
Boosie and Flavor Flav meets Home Alone. I'm trying to even think what that looks like. Maybe they're the ones doing the, like, breaking into people's houses, because obviously they're not going to be the kid. Maybe Boosie's son's going to be in it. I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'm dying to know more about this. We're going to do our research, and we're going to come back and update y'all on this Boosie Christmas movie. But that's where we're going to cap it off at for today. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all streaming platforms. Make sure you catch up on our back catalog, because like we said, last week of DX Daily, man, it's a celebration. It's been two amazing years. We're so happy to have been involved in this project. If there's episodes that you didn't listen to in the past, go ahead and listen to those, man. We got almost 500 episodes for you to go back and dive into. So yeah, subscribe to the podcast so you can check out the back catalog. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, which is Hip Hop DX, because we still gonna be up there, okay? We're done with DX Daily, but we're not done with Hip Hop DX, all right?
Yeah, for sure. So you can also follow us on their socials, which is on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, which is at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, make sure you follow our social media as well. Stay connected with us. I am at Asia Sky on everything. That's A-S-H-I-A, Asia, and S-K-Y-E, Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right, we'll be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
One, two, three. Four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.